Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What are we doing here tonight?
Tonight is the rally against the ban. New York State Assembly Health Committee is currently considering a ban for to get rid of youth tackle for 12 and under participants. And what we're trying to do is rally parents together to give them as much information as possible so that they can voice their opinion to their legislators.
Now, obviously, as a rally against the ban, you'll be showing information to paint tackle football, especially youth tackle football, in a way that's safer now than it ever has been in the past. Talk about some of those finer points.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to discuss what we do as a league for our 17 member organizations that are across Western New York. We're the largest youth football league in Western New York with 17 organizations. We're the third largest in New York State. But what we do, we're a member of the USA Football Group. And for years, we've had what's known as heads-up football tackling and blocking. So we teach kids at a very young age the proper techniques and fundamentals on how to tackle and block properly. We also have different modified programs for our 5, 6, and 7-year-olds. They play on a shorter field, so they're not running at a greater distance. Our 8 and 9-year-olds play also on a little bit shorter field with no kickoffs, no kick returns, so we reduce those type of impacts. We've adopted the practice guidelines, so at the most, full contact is only 30 minutes per practice. So we have a lot of things in place to protect and to provide a safe environment for the players. A lot of that's not being considered at the New York State Assembly, and they're really going by a single study that shows that CTE caused all of this damage with NFL players. Well, many of those NFL players, you know, played for 20 and 25 years without any kind of concussion protocols. What we've done as part of our Heads Up Football initiatives is we have certification and training for our coaches. That teaches them the proper techniques and fundamentals, but it also teaches them concussion awareness. We also have concussion protocols for all of our organizations. So we make sure if a kid has a suspected head injury, he has to go to a physician. He has to get medical clearance. If he gets medical clearance, then there's a return to play protocol. So there's much more awareness about concussion and head trauma than there has ever been. So it's sad that we have all of these studies that are coming out about NFL players who have played for 25 years without the proper techniques of tackling and blocking, without the concussion protocols. That you had coaches, you know, a player would get his bell rung and he would come off on the sideline for a play and go immediately back in. Today that doesn't happen in our league, and that's one of the things we're trying to educate parents, coaches, and other organizations about, just to let them know, look, we are doing things proper. We are ever evolving with our programs, and we're always evaluating new studies and new techniques to try to make it a safer game.
Now, you were mentioning the CTE studies for NFL players and whatnot. There was a study conducted, I believe, out in Seattle, where they said the average youth football player takes 500 hits to the head. Now, if they don't, or if that league isn't abiding by the heads up style that you guys are talking about, it might be a little bit different. But regardless, does 500 hits to the head in a single season, is that an alarming statistic for you?
Well, when we talk about hits to the head, hits to the body, there's a lot of different hits that could occur for any kind of player. I don't know if I would agree with 500 hits to the head. There's going to be contact. It is a contact sport, similar to soccer, similar to cheerleading, similar to hockey. There's contact sport. So I would disagree with the 500 hits to the head. And again, a hit to the head doesn't necessarily cause damage. Another part of the training is proper equipment fitting. So if we have good equipment and certified equipment, which is one of the things we require, and the equipment is fitted properly, that's going to help protect, just like helmets do on bicycles.
Talk about, last question, there I talked to Glenn Graham, the high school coach for Cleve Hill, and he suggested an alternative where you take the tackling and the impact out of youth football, but you still have a program in place to teach proper fundamentals, and then you can kind of save younger bodies until that impact, until they turn 13 or so. Talk about that, and what are your thoughts on that idea?
That's the first time I've heard something like that. Here's the point, is you with tackle football, you have to teach how to hit. You have to teach how to take a hit. You have to teach the players how to protect themselves. You have to teach the players all of those things. So if you're waiting until 13 years old, you can teach all the fundamentals in the world through flag football or modified flag football. But for tackle football, if we're waiting until they're 13 years old to actually tackle, then you're going to get kids that may never come out to play the game. Because at 13 years old, they have no muscle memory about preparing for that hit. You know, flag football, you're grabbing a flag. You may come in contact with somebody and bump them. But for tackle football, you're looking at two equal forces coming up against each other. If 13-year-old kid, you put him on the field for the first time and he takes a hit, he's going to say, I'm not doing this. I'm going to play something else because I'm not used to it. And then you're trying to teach them the fundamentals of tackling and blocking at the same time at 13 years old. That's a tough time to bring it on. And I think what we're doing with the fundamentals and everything that we're teaching our kids, we're teaching them about that at an early age so that as they progress, again, we're minimizing their contact to the point where they're progressing equally. And we're also monitoring them to make sure that they're not getting those hits to the heads, as some people claim.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.